Okay, welcome to Seder Moed. Seder Moed is the second Seder in the Shisha Sedarim. The first Masechta is Masechta Shabbos. Shech Shabbos is the longest one in Moed. It's actually the second longest Masechta in Shas. It's going to take us a good 6 months to finish it. So one introductory vart on Moed is as follows. Moed is the only Seder of the six that's written in singular. The other five are plural. Moed is the only one that's singular. Not only is it the only one that's singular, it's almost every Masechta in Moed is also singular, whereas almost every Masechta in Shas is plural. Gittin, Ksuvos, Yevamos, Nedarim. Almost, all of them. Chulin. However, almost everyone in here is singular. Shabbos. The only ones that are plural are Pesachim, but Pesachim really is two different Masechtas. It's Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. That's why it's called Pesachim. And Erevin's in plural, which is not about Yom Tov anyway. Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Chagiga, they're all Sukkah, they're all singular. The message might be that every yontif, every mitzvah that you do is unique. Every yontif might be more unique than any other. Every yontif is experienced. It can never be reduplicated. It can never be repeated. It's special for that time. Yes, it's true. Every time you get married is special. It's true. And every time you get divorced, there's also unique to it. Every mitzvah is like that. Maybe yontif is more so like that. It's maybe more special. You have more of a connection to it. The word moed is gematria 120. It's like, so to speak, corresponding to your life, right? It's more of a connection. You have more of a connection to each yontif that can't be duplicated, can't be replicated, more so than any other mitzvah at any other time. So with that introduction, we'll make a nice dent in when I say dent, I mean just not just in reading the words, actually understanding it and trying to have a grasp of it. The Masechta Shabbos is not easy, and a lot of it's not halacha lemaisa. But we'll do our best, and hopefully with that we can have more better appreciation for it, for Shabbos and every Yom Tov. Okay, here we go. The Masechta begins talking about a detail about Hotzah. Not a detail, it's actually not a detail. It's about Hotzah, carrying, which is one of the Lamatas Malachot. You're not allowed to carry. According to the Mishnah later, there are 39 Malachot that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Which is 39, the number's not magic. It's based on, we'll see what it's based on exactly. Most say it's based on the Mishkan. So one of them is carrying on Shabbos. The malacha of carrying on Shabbos only applies, the Araisa malacha, the Av malacha, only applies if you carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, from a private domain to a public domain. The other way around, from a public domain into a private domain, that's a tolda, which we'll get to that in number base. Now, Min HaTorah, there are only two domains. There's a public domain and a private domain. What's a public domain? We're going to get to that. What's a private domain? We're going to get to that. A house is for sure private, and a street, depending on what kind of street it is for sure public. The Chacham came up with two other things. One's called a Carmelis, which is basically, and then something called a Makom Patur, which are basically things that are not either of these two. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, and it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Doesn't have the dimensions, doesn't have the space, doesn't have the people. We're going to get to all these details right now. The Mishnah is only going to discuss Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. Very clear. Okay? Good? Here we go. Yitzias HaShtabbos, carrying on Shabbos, is Shtayim, is two, you can be over it two ways, D'oraisa, Shehein Arba, which is really four. That means there's another two ways of being over it, midrabanan. So for a total of four, not a total of six. It's two, and another two more gives you four. Mibifnim, from a guy standing inside the house. In other words, the Mishnah's going to call him a balabayas. And the Mishnah's going to call the guy on the outside the oni. That's just, the Rambam says, we're just using that for convenience sake. Instead of saying the guy on the inside and the guy on the outside, we just call him an oni and the balabayas. The balabai is on the inside, and the ani is on knocking on the door asking for something is on the outside. So there are two carryings that are four if you're on the inside, and shtayim shehin arba bachutz. two, which are four, if you're on the outside. Okay, let's look at the Rashi. It's the second Rashi of the Masechta. It's the third line. Shtayim shein arba bifnim. That means, lo'osan ha'omdim bifnim, for those on the inside, shtayim minatora, hotza, there are two that are averas of the Torah, hotza v'hachnasa, in and out, the Baal HaBayis, of the Baal HaBayis. What does that mean, in and out? The Mishnah will explain in a minute. Uperek hazorek, and in perek hazorek, bereisha, in the beginning over there, nafkalon, it's learned out from, mi vayitzav Moshe. Moshe told everybody, vayaviru kol b'machna, and he issued a proclamation, stop bringing things, I have enough. Right? Lo tepiku mi rishus yachid l'rishus harabim. You don't have to bring from a rishus yachid, from your tent, to rishus harabim, to the makom, to public place, lahavina davar l'ratana l'machna l'viyah, to bring to the machna l'viyah. Don't carry and bring from your tent to the machna l'viyah, from a private place to a public place. That was Shabbos we're going to learn. And on these two, you're chayev achatos. Al shigagaso, if you did it by mistake. V'al zedono kareis, and if you did it on purpose, you get kareis. V'al hasra aso, if you were warned about it, skila. You get skila for that. V'chein chal malachas Shabbos. Every malach is like that. Okay? Skip the next Rashi, and then we're going to do the next Rashi. It says, shtayim shein dal b'chutz. That's the guy outside. Shtayim in Torah, two on the outside. Shtayim in Torah, two averus in the Torah. Hotza v'achnasa d'ani. The hotza and the hachnasa of the ani. Ha'omid b'chutz. Who's standing on the outside. Ushtayim midivrehem. And two, midirabanan. Right? Kishah ha'malacha na'atis al yedei shnayim. Because when a malach is done by two people, ze oker v'ze meniach, one picks it up and one puts it down. L'chatchila author, you know how to do that. But v'im asu pater, if you did it, you're pater. K'dial for Gemara, shnayim shasu paturim. Two people do malacha, you're pater. What? We just said a handful over here. Basically, the malacha of carrying is done in two steps. The first step is you have to pick it up in one domain, and the second step is you have to put it down in another domain. If you don't do that by yourself, you're not chayev min haTorah. Midrabanan, a different story. You have to pick it up in one domain and put it down in another domain. You have to pick one domain.
Lifting up. And putting down.
Correct.
That's the things we're gonna have.
Correct. That's
the going back and forth is the
But how do you get from one domain to another domain?
That's
so if you're standing by the if you're standing by the window.
That's the transfer.
So you're standing by the window and you pick it up in one domain, you stick your hand into the house and put it down. The transfer was from one domain to the other domain. That's the transfer. There's another thing about carrying in the street. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that at all. That's a four amos. That requires four amos. This one doesn't require four amos. Why? Could you transfer it from one domain to another domain? How did you transfer it? It could be you carried it. That's a detail. You could be right by the door. That's not the commission. You're right by the door. One domain, you have to do. What if you do half and the other guy does the other half? Minatora is no avera. Okay? Ready? Now we're going to do all eight cases. Ketzad. What's the story over here? Ha'ani omid b'chutz. The ani is on the outside. U'bala bayis b'fnim. And the bala bayis is on the inside. Okay? Case number one. Pashat ha'ani es yado l'fnim. The ani sticks his hand inside. V'nasan. By the way, he's holding on to something. He's holding on to something. He sticks his hand inside the nasan l'toch yado shel Baal HaBayis, and he puts it in the owner's hand. He did an akira in one domain, outside. He put a hanacha, he put the owner's hand inside. That's a milacha daraisa. Or, that's number one. Number two, pashat mitocha. He picked it up from the owner's hand, took it outside. Right? V'hotziya ani. And the ani took it outside. Chayev. He's chayev for that also. Right? And by the way, Baal HaBayis potter. In both those cases, the Baal HaBayis is potter. Okay? Tomorrow, we're going to discuss What about lifnei iver? Without the Baal HaBayit being there, there's no way this could ever happen. So if the Baal HaBayit says, I'm not letting you take this out of my hand. If I do that, you're going to be over in the Daraisa. I'm not letting you do that. I'm not going to facilitate that. I'm not going to help you do that. Tosas asks that tomorrow. Tosas doesn't give that answer. You're right. This Mishnah has nothing to do with the lifnei iver Mishnah. It's only about Shabbos. The Torah doesn't give that answer. He gives an answer that doesn't... we'll get to it tomorrow. Case number three. Ready? Pashat HaBaal HaBayit says Yad HaLachutz. He's the owner now. The owner has something in his hand. He sticks it outside. And he gives it to the Ani. Or... number four. Shenatal Mitocha. He sticks his hand outside. Takes something out of the Ani's hand. V'hichnis. Baal HaBayit. And he brings it into the house. Chayev, he's Chayev, the Ani Potter, and the Ani's Potter. Okay? Now, those are the four Daraisas, where each person did everything. So the owner took something out or brought something in, and the Ani took something out or brought something in. Either both of them. Number five. Now we're going to do number five. Now, five through eight are not Daraisas. What's five? Pashat Ha'ani et Yado Lifnim. The Ani stops and sticks his hand inside. V'natal Baal HaBayit Mitocha. And the owner takes it out of his hand. So the Ani did the Akira, and the Baal HaBayit did the Hanacha. That's number five. Number six. Or Shenasan Latocha. Vahotzi. What's Shenasan Latocha or the Baal HaBayit? One minute.
He puts it in the Ani's hand and the Ani pulls it out.
Right. Or the Ani pulls it out. Shnei and Peturin. They're both Potter. Why are they both Potter? Neither one did both. Number seven. Pasha the Baal HaBayit or the Lachot. The Baal HaBayit sticks his hand out. V'natal Ani Mitocha. And the Ani takes it. Again, the Baal HaBayit did the Akira and the Ani did the Hanacha. And the last case, number eight, Shenasan Latocha, or the Ani sticks his hand inside. Talking about the Baal HaBayit here. Right, Vahichnis. And then the Baal HaBayit takes his hand inside. Shnei and Peturin, again, they're both Potter. Why? Neither one of them is a homalacha. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi of the Mishnah. Shnei and Peturin, says Rashi, Shlo Asa Echad Malacha Shlema. No one did a malacha shlema. Aval osurin lasas came lechatchila. You're not allowed to do this though lechatchila. Why not? So Rashi is going to say something astounding. Shema, maybe yavo'u kol echad ve'echad lasos malacha shlema b'shabbos. Maybe you'll come to do the whole thing. Now that only applies if you're the one doing the akira. Maybe I'll do the hanacha too. If I stick it outside, and I'm hoping the Ani is going to take it from me, maybe he won't take it from me, and I'll put it down. And I did everything. So the Chacham said, don't even do this. Don't even do half a story. Because what if I'm doing the second half? It's impossible for me to do the first half. It's like, Zera, maybe you're going to do the whole thing. It only applies half the cases. Next time. Okay.
You don't want to get
right. Okay. We're going to see the Gemara is going to really ask this question later. Anyway, Hare Shtehem Midivrehem, they're both Asur Midiravanan, Achaz La'ani Bachot, V'achaz Baal HaBayit Lifnim. Vim Tomar asks Rashi, Shnayim Heim L'Kol Echad Be'echad, maybe it's two for each of them. Akira La'ani, V'akira La'Baal HaBayit, Hanacha La'ani, V'anacha La'Baal HaBayit. So the truth is, it's not really eight cases. It's really more than that. Right?
It could be more.
So, Lakam and Bar, the Gemara is not going to ask that later today. We'll get to the very end of the daf. Maybe we'll do it today, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Right? Umashani, and we're going to answer the Lo Chash of El Akiros. We only really care about the Akiros, Shein Tchilas HaMalacha. Because that's the beginning of the Malacha. So then we're afraid maybe he'll finish it. So if he does an Akira, who said he's going to do the Hanacha? Right? But once all I have left to do is the Hanacha, it's not possible for me to do the full malacha. Right, so really,
don't
so...
Involved.
What?
Don't get involved.
Right, exactly. Okay. Good? Now we have to do the first Tosfos. The first Tosfos asks, what on earth is the Gemara doing, starting with this Mishnah? What kind of Mishnah is this? Such a complicated Mishnah about what? About carrying? So like, why not start with this Mishnah? Well, we have to start somewhere, right? So, the next Mishnah of this Masechta says, maybe we'll do it outside to save time. The next Mishnah of this Masechta, the very next Mishnah says that on Friday afternoon, there are already things you should stop doing because Shabbos is coming. One of them is carrying things, or soaking things, or cooking. All these things that we know, even on Erev Shabbos, you have to take precautions so that you don't have a problem with Shabbos. That makes perfect sense, because by the way, this Masechta is in chronological order. It starts with Erev Shabbos, and then all the prakim leading up to the seventh parak, which is where the malachas begin, are all things of Erev Shabbos. What you can carry, lighting candles, how to cook, because cooking is before Shabbos. How to what you can carry when you go out. And then finally we get to the seventh parak. The whole thing is chronological, says Tosfos. There are two other Masechtas that are chronological. Masechtas Yuma, it begins with Erev Yom Kippur, and Masechtas Pesachim, which begins with Erev Pesach. And it goes on and on and on, and it ends off, right? You end off with Ne'ilah, and you end off with the Seder night. Right? There's one other Masechta that's also chronological, which Tosfos doesn't mention, which is a good trivia question. As far as I know, it's the only other one. It's chronological. You're never going to guess it, because it's not about a Yom Tov. The answer is Masechta Shvius. It starts off on Erev Shvius, and it goes through Shemitah, and it ends with Shemitah's Ksafim, which is the end of Shemitah. Right? It's chronological. So says Tosfos. So that makes perfect sense. So why on earth are we starting with this Mishnah? With this Mishnah of Hotzah? Why?
We have this every single Masechta.
Right.
There isn't a Masechta that's not like this.
Right. So the truth is, it's a PhD thesis topic of what is the structure of Mishnayos. That's a thesis in itself. Having said that, to say that it's chronological, it makes perfect sense. Out of 63 Masechtas, we can only name four of them that are like that even. Right? Makes, okay. But then this Mishnah doesn't belong here. Tosfos says this Mishnah belongs in the seventh parak. We're talking about Hotzah. So he gives three answers. There are at least 12 answers to this question. We're going to mention the ones that Tosfos mentions. His first answer is that the reason why this Mishnah is first is because there are so many things you learn about Hotzah from this Mishnah. Right? And I'll just read it inside. V'tirets. D'Hotzah chaviva le'lag dume. Hotzah was very chaviv to start over here. Mishum de'mishnah zu, from this Mishnah, shma'inan kama devarim. Hotzah v'achnasa. D'oni u d'ashir. For example, number one, d'bay akir v'anacha. You require akir v'anacha. And Ushnaim Shah Supatur, two people do it apatr. And Vyadav Shah Adam Khashuva Lokadala al Dala. And your hands considered like 4x4, which is later in the week. And Vyadav Shah Adam Ain Aloki Rashis Rab Loki Rashis Yachid. Your hand is neither like a Rashis Rab nor like a Rashis Yachid. So many things you can learn. Therefore, we started with this Masechta. We started with this Mishnah. Number one. Number two, Rabbeinu Tam Afaresh, it's very common for Shas to say something that's controversial, that doesn't belong. Why? Because it picks up your ear. You bedafka start off with something that's not normal. The davar hohovi rogel hashas l'shanos tchila. To start off with something that's not so normal. He said the first mission of Baba Kama. Hashor v'habor v'hamave v'hahever. That's not the normal order. And then he quotes, we just did the mission in Brachas. The way the four people that say v'benj gomel. The four people. It's based on psukim. The order of the mission wasn't the order of the psukim. Right? Why? What's going on over here? So Tosfos says, because we start off with something that's the most common. It's the most common. The most common. What's the most common malacha? What's up? Therefore, it's first. And the third answer he gives is because the next Mishnah is going to say that things you have to stop doing before Shabbos comes. Like a tailor can't go out with his needle and all these things. So what do you mean? Why can't I tell you about this needle? Well, why not? Why not? You can't start off a Masechta out of the blue. By the way, this is what you can't do Erev Shabbos. Why can't I do that? Oh, we have to have a mission of introduction. By the way, such a thing as carrying. And you're not allowed to carry. And then the second Mishnah, and not allowed to carry. So therefore, an Erev Shabbos, take precautions to make sure you don't carry. That makes perfect sense. Why don't we mention the other things that you're not allowed to do before, like cooking? So Tosfos answers, the reason we only pick carrying is because it's a malacha geruah. It's a weaker malacha. What does that mean? It's a malacha geruah. We'll see in 2 seconds. Just another answer. The Gur Aryeh says that the hotzah only applies on Shabbos. On Yontif, there is no hotzah. So we're starting off what's called Masechta Shabbos. We start off with something which is only unique to Shabbos. That's why it starts off with hotzah. That's what the Gur Aryeh says. And the Pnei Yeshua says, because hotzah is already learned out from the mun, which is before Matan Torah. It's the oldest part of Shabbos that we have, and therefore the Mishnah starts with hotzah. Right? Al Yetzi Ish from Komo Yom HaShavi, what's about carrying? I gave you 5 out of 12 reasons.
You have cooking that's particular to
Shabbos. Right, okay. That's also true. It is true. But then you have to go to the other reason. Hotzah is before Matan Torah. Why is hotzah malacha geruah? What's malacha geruah about it? So the Torah of Pashat asked that question. And he says, "We'll 2 minutes and then we'll stop." The fourth Tosfos says, "Why does the Mishnah say, here's the carrying of the Ani, here's the carrying of the Baal HaBayis? It's the same thing. Why does he give two cases about carrying? You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. What kind of thing of back and forth and inside, outside, so complicated. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. What kind of thing is it? What kind of Mishnah is this?" So Tosfos says, because Hotzah is so different, it's such a geruah, it's such a weak malacha, that without saying it both times, I wouldn't know it. I need the Mishnah to tell me. You're not allowed to go in and you're not allowed to go out. I would never learn one from the other. It's such a svara. Which the Gemara is even going to allude to that svara. Doesn't matter. It's such a unique malacha that it doesn't apply. Why is it so unique? So the Rajma says, you know why it's unique? Because in your house, you can move Minatorah, you can move your furniture around all day long. All day long you can move your furniture around. Your couches, your refrigerator, everything you can move around. I carry an apple from here to there, it's a malacha? That's so strange. Or Zeruah says, you know why it's a malacha geruah? You didn't change anything. It's the only malacha where nothing changes. The only malacha, nothing happened to it. The apple's here, now the apple's over there. That's true, that there's one other malacha that doesn't really have a change either, which is called trapping. Right, the animal's here, now the animal's over there. It's in a trap. But I guess a trapped animal is not the same thing as an untrapped animal. Nothing changed, right? When I cook, I change something. When I write, I change something. When I sew, I change something. When I rip, I change something. What I change when I trap. Nothing really changed.
Now it's free.
Okay, it's not really a change to the item. It's a change to its status. But okay, I'll grant you that. Here, what's the apple didn't change? It was over there. Now it's over here. That's a malacha. It's so unique. It's so unnatural. It doesn't fit with anything else. That's why we started off with this Mishnah. Okay. Good. All right. We had a question. All right. So we'll stop here, and then after davening, we'll resume the Amud Beis. Okay? Very good.